Blog Talk Radio.
It is Sunday night. It is August 24th. The Olympics are winding down. School is going to be starting in most parts of the country sometime this week. And most importantly, Madden is in full swing. The NFL is about to get into full swing within the next couple of weeks. And unfortunately, that also means that summer is winding down. So go out there, hit the beach as soon as you can, and enjoy the warm weather. And if you live in a state that you get warm weather all year long, I don't like you. There you go. Welcome to EAFL Radio. We have decided to change the name of the show, and moving forward, the show will be called The Madden Voice. So welcome to show number 18 and show number one, technically, of The Madden Voice. And why The Madden Voice? Well, we are a Madden League, and even though we talk about a lot of things, it seemed logical that whatever we would be called would have Madden in the name. And we'd like to think that we are a voice of the community, by the community, and for the community. Anyone is welcome to go on to our talk show to talk about anything that they want to talk about. Certainly, we'd like to focus on Madden. But, you know, if you want to call and talk about politics, give a call. What do you think about Joe Biden as Barack Obama's running mate? You want to call and talk about that? You want to talk about John McCain, who didn't seem to know how many houses he owned, give me a call. But preferably, we're going to try to stick to Madden tonight. And we have a very, very different show tonight. For about an hour, we're going to sit back and just talk about some things going on in the league. But at 10:30, we will shift into our fantasy football draft. And joining me, as I can see, is the commissioner of our fantasy football league, affectionately known to us as Stop the Train. So, Train, welcome to the show.
Thank you, T. How you doing?
Doing good, brother. How you doing? Are you excited about fantasy football?
Every year. Every year.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, stay on the line with me if you can, and we will start that portion of this show in just under an hour. And let's see. I've got someone from a 6-1 area code 610. What's going on? What can I do for you?
Oh, it's Young Gaz, baby. What's up?
What's going on? How you doing, brother?
Chilling. Just seeing what's up with the EAFL. I know I got in that Europe League and they got me up out of that real quick. Got lost.
Yeah, what happened to you? What happened to you?
See, I don't know. I mean, I already told them that I'm not good with leagues and stuff, but I mean, I took that loss. Like, I use Patriots. Everyone uses Patriots. I'm a pass-heavy dude, so I got them Jets, and dude just popped me.
All right. Well, you're still there, though, right? I mean, the season ain't over for you, is it?
Yeah, because I just, like, stopped playing. I got mad. I took the loss bad. I don't...
Wait a minute. You left the league?
Huh?
You left the league?
Yeah, that was a while ago, but I'm just calling in, seeing what's up with everyone. I was just chilling.
Doing shit, man. Come on, you know, you need to come back and join us, man. You know, don't lose and leave, man. I mean, you know,
I'm
sure better than that. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of guys come into the league, and it shows them a different type of Madden. It's a different dimension than maybe some people have seen. And in the end, if you stick with it, it'll give you, you know, another level to your game.
Yeah. I was just saying, I know some people over there, some of them don't like me, though. I got to get some games with them, show them who's boss, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, man. I mean, you know what, man? Most don't like me. It's not a popularity contest, man. If you got
skills,
you know, come on down. Even if you don't have skills, we open everybody. I think anybody who joins the league and plays in it long enough will get better. And it's just a matter of just coming in and just being able to realize, and this is why if anyone looks at our application to join the league, one of the questions, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show, but one of the questions on the application is, do you understand that you will lose games? And some people don't seem to want to understand that, you know? You know, some people really think, we've had some really good ballers, you know, that have really done well out there in the tournament scene, and they come into our league, and they think, oh, yeah, you know, it'd be a cakewalk. And guess what? We got guys in our league that done well in the tournament scene, too. And so, you know, you're not going to win every game, you know, and it's okay. You know, just come in and be competitive, and, you know, and that's that. But hopefully, man, you know, hopefully you decide to come back and join us. We'd love to have you back.
Yeah, I'll see what's up. I know Coach K wanted me to drop a little freestyle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You want me to drop a couple bars on there?
Man, go ahead, man. We listening.
All right. If I see a dude walking it out, I'm going to walk out. I spit a no-hitter, so I'm going all out. I spit fire. I make the ice on your chest melt. And I'm chilling on the phone with EAFL Radio. Holler if you want to play me, yo, because my patch looking kind of crazy, yo. And yeah, yeah. I am fly, and I'm too cool, like the dude from M.I. Just listen to the lyrics. I am tough, and I'm assassin, so I get bucks. Just a little something.
All right, all right. Not bad, not bad.
Bucks, yeah.
Hey, man. What you got? Not bad?
What's Train? Up?
I had the other guy on the line. Train, you there?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right. What'd you think of the freestyle?
It was okay.
Just tough. All I'm right. Tough on the game. I'm tough on the mic. I heard you guys out there. I'll just see what's up with everyone, seeing how everyone's doing.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, man. And like I said, if you know, EAFLMadden.com/join. Anytime you want to hit us up, man, we here.
All right.
All right. You take care.
You too.
All right. Hey, like I said, this show's for the community. Anybody who wants to call in, I don't care who you are. I don't care what crew you're with. I don't care what website you're with. I don't care who, you know, who what affiliation you have. If you want to call into the show, feel free to call into the show. We welcome everybody. Somebody once said that they liked our show because we're not Madden snobs, and I appreciate that. And on the topic of comments, I probably should make this a regular segment of the show, but I don't. But I do get a lot of positive feedback on the message boards and in my email about the show. One guy really kind of touched me a bit because he was a younger guy, sent me an email and said I kind of sounded like his father. And, you know, I'm reading it, and then he told me his father passed away a while ago. And so he said, listening to me kind of made him sound like he was talking to his father. And, you know, it was pretty cool. It kind of touched me a little bit. I guess I was talking a little bit about guys and younger guys and how they need to act. And he was like, man, it sounds just like my dad. And his exact words was, man, EAFL commish guy is a real dude, you know. So, hey, you know, tune into the show. Tell your friends about it. And, you know, we're here for everybody. You guys want to talk mad? We'll talk mad. You want to talk something else? Just call into the show. The number is 347-838-9525. You can email me at EAFLradio@EAFLmadden.com. And you can instant message me at EAFL Commissioner on AOL Instant Messenger. First thing I want to do tonight, I started something. You know, a couple weeks ago I wanted to do the I Want to Be Heard segment, and I got no response to that, so we killed that. I want to know who this girl is on the Olympics. Somebody instant message me or somebody in the chat room. Let me know, who is this female in the Olympics right now? Because she is fine. I don't know who she is, but she is fine. So somebody tell me who that is, please, because whoever she is fine. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Back to the show. God took me off my train of thought there for a minute. So I wanted to do the I Want to Be Heard, and nobody actually. I think is that Alicia Keys? That ain't Alicia Keys, is it? All right, I'm sorry guys, I'm distracted. I wanted to do the I Want to Be Heard, no one wanted to do that. So I came up with something called the That Guy Award, and that seemed to really catch people's attention. So we're going to start off with the That Guy Award. Now, who is that guy? That guy is he's that guy, you know. He's just the guy that just kind of sticks out for the wrong reason. He's the guy that you notice and you say, I can't believe he said that, or I can't believe he did that, or doesn't he get it? He's the guy that everybody talks about, but he keeps going, not realizing that he is that guy. And so I said, you know, I run into so many people in this league, I want to do a That Guy Award, and I want to accept nominations for anybody who thinks that there's somebody out there that would be that guy. And it really doesn't have to be somebody that's in the EAFL. It can be anybody. It can be anybody in the world. It could be someone, a celebrity you saw on TV, or it could be someone in your family that did something. Obviously, if you're going to nominate them, share the story, because it won't make no sense. So I put a post up on our boards, and you know, now's the time to kind of mention that we are partnered with Sports Gamer, our partner in the forums. And so if you go to Sports Gamer's website and you go to their forums, you will find EAFL League Central, where all our league forums are hosted on Sports Gamers. And we want to thank Fred over there for his great work. He's a good partner, and Sports Gamers is a great site. So check them out, sportsgamer.com, sportsgamer.com. But anyway, so did the That Guy Award, and, you know, I was pretty surprised at the number of nominations that we got. So I'm going to go through the nominations, and then I'm going to decide who is the recipient of the That Guy Award. Who is that guy? The first nomination is someone that only I had an interaction with, and I told him that he was going to be on the show tonight. And, of course, he, you know, said he wasn't going to tune in because he didn't have time to tune in to a show with me and, you know, my 10 friends and, you know, whatever other little put down that he wanted to give me. But this is a guy who applied to be in the PS3 League, and we'll just call him Scott. I'm not gonna expose much more about him, but we'll just call him Scott. So in case he's listening and he's got the stones to call in, he'll know I'm talking about Scott. Scott lives in LA. And first thing Scott did was he filled out the application and didn't put an AOL Instant Messenger name, even though it says required, he didn't put it in. Okay, honest mistake. Sent him an email. He said, oh, my bad. So that was the first mistake. Then he asked if he could have Jacksonville. Now, on the application, it says you have to you cannot request teams. EAFL does not accept requests for teams. But he still asked for Jacksonville. So I told him teams would be assigned randomly, and you know, as soon as you know, we do the draft, you'll get a team. It's going to be a random draft for the first season, which we do every year when Madden first comes out. Then he said, I can't reach any of the EAFL guys. How do I reach them? How do I get my games, and how do I play games? I said, well, you know, you got to sign up for the forums, and you need to look at their contact information and League Daddy. And it became clear to me this guy had never played in a league before at all. I had no idea what the heck he was doing. So after we go through that, then he comes back and says, I gave him a team. He comes back and he says, oh, I see the Rams are open. I'm a diehard Rams fan. I want to play with the Rams. Now, again, on the join form, it says very clearly, you cannot accept a request a team. You must be willing to play with any team in the EAFL. So that is how we operate. So he says, well, I don't understand why I can't get the Rams. I said, because that's not how we operate. So me and this guy go back and forth as to him explaining to me why it doesn't make sense that he can't get the Rams, and me explaining to him about this is how we work. If you don't like it, then go play in another league. And I would tell anybody that at any time, go play in another league. Next thing you know, this guy starts to talk about how he's a tester for Madden, and he's a tester for he sees how next-gen games are developed and designed, and, you know, he starts down in the league that he didn't know anything about, and he starts down in the league. So then I sent him some links to our stuff. Then he comes back and says, oh, well, I see you guys are doing something over there, but I'm still some tester for Madden. And he keeps coming back saying he still doesn't understand why he can't have the Rams. Then, to top it all off, he wants to play me for the Rams. So he tells me, get on my PS3 and play me. If you win, fine. If he wins, he gets the Rams. Well, you know, anybody in the league knows I don't have a PS3. I don't want the system. It's not a system I want. I have a 360. So finally I had to say, you know what, guy? I spent way too much time. I got 5 leagues, over 100 members that play Madden, another 100 or so that are just interactive in the league, another 100 or so that I just talk to because I can. I got 300-plus people out there that I'm associated with, and I got to waste my time with you. I'm all done. So because he wasted so much of my time and because he was really an idiot, he is the first nominee. His name is Scott from L.A., diehard Rams fan, and Scott is the first nominee for the That Guy Award. I have another nominee that's my nominee, and that's my good friend Govalls. Now, this is nothing against Govalls, but, you know, many of the longtime people in the EAFL will know that Goballs and I have had some, you know, tough times in the past, and Goballs and I don't always see eye to eye, which is not a requirement to be in a league. However, I got to the point with my good friend Goballs that conversations about race with him just needed to not happen. And if you spent any time in the league, you understand that statement. You don't even need to go any further. You'll say, yep, I understand that statement. So when he hit me up and said, I'd like to return, I think the Madden 09 game is better than the 08 game. I'd really like to play. Yeah, if you guys will have me, I said, you know what? I don't hold grudges. I always want the best ballers. Goballs was a pretty good baller, plus he was a good supporting member of the league. Welcome you back. One condition, no talk about race at all. And actually, I sent on the boards, and he said, not at all. I said, so we agree. Race is not – we're not going to talk about race. And he said, yep, we're not going to talk about race. Okay, so we had an agreement. Now, I don't even think it was a full week into the season, and Mr. Goballs posted something about race on a thread that had to do with rappers and Madden, and then all of a sudden the use of the N-word came up in the thread, and then the next thing you know, Goballs posted. And he started off the comment with, I know I'm not supposed to talk about race, but. Now, if you make an agreement with the owner of the league not to do it, if you agree that you're not going to do it, why within the first week would you then go ahead and do it? I don't know. I don't get it. But because he did it, and he knows not to do it again, he's a second nominee for the That Guy Award. So we have Scott in L.A., and we have Goballs. Those are the first two. Now, if I go to the thread, a self-nominee is a guy by the name of S. Gibbs. Now, I'll let S. Gibbs nominate himself, and I see that he just joined us in the chat room, so you know, I know that he's listening to the show. I had kind of thought that S. Gibbs saved himself with an apology. He had said some things, and now, honestly, the details of what happened escaped me because it was a little time ago. But at the end of it, oh, wait a minute. Now, was S. Gibbs, maybe Train, you're on it. Was S. Gibbs the guy who, the fantasy, and I already have a team, so why do I need to go to the draft? Was that S. Gibbs?
Yeah.
Train? Okay.
S. Gibbs was the one who had his pants in a bunch and didn't understand that reading was fundamental.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's him.
Gotcha. Okay, so now I remember. And S. Gibbs, pretty much two or three times, didn't read thoroughly, didn't understand what was going on, asked what we thought to be kind of unneeded questions, and, you know, he got a hard time from a lot of the guys in the league. And I think what really pushed it over the top for him to be nominated was when we have 16 guys in our fantasy football league. He was the only one that didn't understand it, and not only did he refuse to accept that it was on him, but then he had the audacity to try to post how I should have posted it so that he would understand it. And everybody pretty much was like, dude, your reading issue is your own and not anybody else's in the league. Now, to his credit, which is why I didn't nominate him last week, he did come back and apologize, and he's been fine. A little rambunctious, but pretty much he's been fine ever since. But he nominated himself. So, you know, hey, who am I to tell a guy he can't nominate himself for the That Guy Award? So S. Gibbs, you're the third nominee for the That Guy Award. There is a guy who just quit the league, and his name is Steve Stuh. And Steve Stuh was in, I believe, EAFL E2. And I'm actually going to the thread now where Steve Stuh quit. He quit the league, and he pretty much, I'm going to read the thread. Call me a sore loser. I don't care. I can't play this way at all. People going on fourth down, calling the same play, four-minute quarters, get the F out of here, and then me getting the Vikings, the most overrated team in the game. Their secondary sucks. I mean, their D-line sucks, and it's so slow. I will never be in the EAFL again. Screw this. And then, like a little kid, you know, tell a little kid to go on a board and write, you know, 100 times, I will not chew gum, I will not chew gum in class. Well, he wrote, I quit, 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 I quit. And he wrote, I am a quitter, I am a quitter, I am a quitter. And so he got a pretty good lashing on the boards for his quitting, for him saying that the Vikings were an overrated Madden team, and just going on. And he kept saying that I'm done, I'm not going to post anymore, and then he would come back and post. Even Bama, who is a relatively non-confrontational guy in this league, had to comment, and his comment was, gee, we promote to not be a sim league, and yet you join and expect it to be like a sim league, laughing my A off, good riddance. So even Bama, who's wanted to kind of stay out of the conflict, had to jump in and say, what's going on with this guy? Another guy who doesn't read our registration that says, I understand that this is not a sim league. The EAFL is not a sim league. It's not a straight league. Sim and straight players are welcome, but we are not a sim league or a straight league. I mean, the guy went on and on. The thread went for five pages on the boards. One page is 15 posts. So if you go five pages, you got 75 posts. So he's our second, and quite honestly, had another nominee not popped up, I think Steve Stuh would have running away. I just think that guys like this kind of are exactly why we run leagues. Exactly why the EAFL run leagues is to act as a filter for idiots like this who just can't read. I mean, how hard is it? Never mind, stupid question. How hard is it to read? That's a dumb question. I've been doing this for how long, and I'm asking how hard is it to read? All right, and let's see. Let's move on to our next nominee. We've got S. Gibbs. We've got Steve Stuh. We've got my good friends, Govals. We've got Scott from L.A., I have a funny feeling that Scott is probably listening to the show and would never tell me that he's listening to the show, but he's probably out there listening. So if he's out there listening, hi, Scott. All right, moving right along. let's see. The next nominee, I almost forgot about this one. If you listened to the show last week you had a great show, and I want to thank everybody who tuned in. It was one of our better rated shows as far as number of ratings go. It was a very well-listened to show, and had a lot of people call in. It was a good show. And we had one guy call in, Chargers for Life, and Chargers for Life was probably the hit of the show. And he talked a lot of junk about who he was going to beat and told S-Jack right on the show how bad he was going to beat S-Jack and what he was going to do to Too Cool. And, he just knew that he was gonna whoop these guys. He was going to make S-Jack quit. He was going to make S-Jack put down the sticks. And guess what? He has played all of the people that he said he would play and beat, and he lost every single game. He did not beat one of those guys, and nor has he been on the message board to accept his punishment, because we are waiting for him to post what happened. And so not only did he lose, but he has not come to face his punishment. So Chargers for Life, if you're out there, you need to call in, man. You have until about 25 after 10 if you want to call in and explain to us what happened. I'd love to hear the excuse, because you lost. I know some of the games were close, so you didn't get blown out, but you didn't win any of them. And, you know, you're going to come on the show and brag about what you're going to do. You got to come and show and prove. You got to do something. And, brother, you didn't do anything. So Chargers for Life, losing all of those games and then vanishing, not to come forward and take his punishment like a man, if you will. He is our fifth nominee. But with all of that said, the winner is not going to be any of those guys. The winner really has to be this person who posted on the Sports Gamer Madden section about his prowess, his superiority in playing the Madden game. And I want to thank Mike, a.k.a. Insane Kane, for pointing this out. And he was right. I mean, when I read that and I read what this guy said, there was really no way. Scott, I wanted to give you the award. You were a real pain in my tushy this afternoon. But this guy, Naz Tupac, 2003. So that's his name, Nas Tupac, 2003. Fairly new member to the Sports Gamer Board, and I'm going to read the thread that has won the award, because congratulations, Nas Tupac, 2003. You are that guy. And his thread goes, and it's titled Madden Nation. For those of you who don't know, Madden Nation is a TV show. It's actually already been filmed, so there's already a winner, and it'll be on ESPN very soon. They drive around on a bus, play each other in Madden. If you're part of Madden community, you don't know Madden Nation. I'm not really sure where you've been, but some of the top guys get on the bus, they drive around, they play each other for money, and you go to the finals and you play for, I don't know, 50 grand, 100 grand, it varies. And so he's saying, with that in mind, he's saying, okay, I have had it up to here, and when I mean here, I mean to almost the dang stars in the galaxy. Nobody knows, not even Best Buy, Madden Customer Service, ESPN Customer Service, or anybody. I just want to know how to join Madden Nation, because I would win that, D-A-T, competition hands down. I have been undefeated. Dramatic pause. I have been undefeated in Madden for 5 years now, only playing computer with people around my way. At school and online, I want to go on the Madden Nation and get my money. Undefeated. To me, it's equally funny that he brags about beating the computer for 5 years. But he now has gone undefeated for 5 years. And then when people point it out to him, he doesn't even comment. He doesn't even catch that he wrote undefeated. It's not like he said, oh, my bad, I meant undefeated, typo, because we all do typos. He just kept talking. He kept talking. So this is the guy that has earned the first EAFL That Guy Award. And here's a tip from a friend. Reading is fundamental. All right.
Always is.
Always is. All right. Every show there will be a thread for that guy. There's one more runner up that I have to. I mentioned it earlier, but I have to just throw it out there. I'm sorry, and I'm not gonna get into the political stuff too much unless somebody calls and wants to. But John McCain not knowing how many houses he owns and having to say I have to check with one of my people and find out. I'm sorry. If forget who you like. You like Barack. You don't like Barack. You like John McCain. You don't like John McCain. You like George Bush. You like Bill Clinton. Who knows who you like? Okay. Forget all that for a minute. You don't know how many houses you own, and you're running for president of the United States, and you don't know how many houses you own. Enough said. Enough said. All right, let's go to the chat room and see what's going on. I got a lot of guys talking about the undefeated. Let's see. Identify some of the people that are in the chat room that are good, long members of the EAFL. Russ Bus just joined the chat room, and if I got late word that I believe Russ Bus is the EAFL NCAA champion, can somebody somebody confirm that for me? And if you can, I'd like to formally congratulate him.
Wow, nice. Congratulations, Russ.
But I caught that real quick because I was setting up for the show, and if that's the case, congratulations are definitely in order for Russ Bus. I see S-Jack, defending Super Bowl champion, in the room. Train, of course, is in the room. J-Bev is in the room. I want to thank J-Bev. J-Bev has stepped up to be a real solid contributor to the league. He's done a lot of things lately to help out, and I appreciate it. S. Gibbs is in the room. B. Wood is in the room. Welcome back, B. Wood. B. Wood's actually been on good behavior, man. I don't know, man. I guess the whole I'm going into the military got B. Wood walking the straight and narrow, because, man, it's a pleasure to have B. Wood back with us. He's been fine. Of course, the omnipresent Coach K, and that's a private joke between myself and Coach K. Nelly Now, commissioner of the 360 League, is around. Pimmer is in the room. Must have got a night off because he usually has to work tonight. Fish Food is around. Good to see you. 187, newer member to the league, in the room. Appreciate that. Welcome to the show. Good stuff. So Russ Bus, congratulations. I'm being told it is official that he annihilated the self-proclaimed best NCAA player ever to be in the EAFL, Hayes. Hayes is one of those guys that nobody particularly likes, and he enjoys that. I don't have a problem with the guy, but he can be a jerk, but so can I. Russ Bus took him to the shack, 63-15 in EAFL NCAA. So congratulations, Russ Bus. That's a great, great victory. And let's see what else is going on as I'm looking around just to make sure that I didn't miss anybody. I think I got just about everybody. So, you know, hello to everybody in the chat room. And if you want to call in, once again, it is now 10 o'clock. We are 30 minutes away from the EAFL Fantasy Football Draft. You can call in at 347-838-9525. You can email me at EAFLradio@EAFLmadden.com, and you can also catch me at EAFL Commissioner on AOL Instant Messenger. I had a question, someone asking how many people listen to this show. You know, I'd really rather not disclose rating numbers right now. They're not made public by Blog Talk Radio. Only the owner of the show can see. And all I can say is in order to get a prime time slot, which is what we have now, you have to have a pretty good audience. And we do have a pretty good size audience of listeners. But I'd rather not get into the numbers. I appreciate the interest, but my job isn't really to focus in on what the numbers are, but just to improve them. So with everybody's help and the Madden community calling in and listening, let's blow the show up and make it even bigger than it already is. Got a 443 area code calling in. 443, what can I do for you?
The prototype, man. What's going on, fellas?
The prototype! This is a guy who is commissioner in waiting. Prototype.
Oh, man, can I say something for you before you say something to
you? Yeah, you can.
Wow, prototype, man. You definitely come early. You was, what, 12 hours early for the draft?
Oh, yeah, man. Look, this is the first 10:30 draft I would ever participated in. I'm actually on the road right now. I'm going to get me a Red Bull so I can stay up.
Well, you know, it's funny because when Train and I were talking about the time of the draft, we were saying, oh, yeah, 8 o'clock. Yeah, 8 o'clock. And then we were like, both was like, oh, wait a minute. EA Sports, the website, only has certain slots, so we better go in there and grab a slot. And sure enough, 10:30 was the earliest one we could get. So,
So I'm actually at the gas station right now, man. You got me a Red Bull about to head back to the house.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on the draft, which will begin promptly in 27 minutes. And remember, everybody out there listening, the draft auto starts at 10:30. So if you're late and miss your pick, it's on you. It's going to auto start, and that's it. So this isn't like our normal Madden drafts where we've got some leeway. It's going to start right on time. So make sure you're on time. all right. Let's see. Next item for discussion. Is my little bit of frustration with, and I talked a little bit about it earlier, but I want to take a couple of minutes and just talk about, I debated on whether to talk about this or not because most of the people that called have already been through this, but you know what, maybe it's venting for me, I don't know. But I do not understand, I cannot understand why people don't understand simple English. And we spend, hours developing systems that help the league run more efficiently. And yet people, for some reason, they want to do what they want to do. You know, the guy I mentioned earlier, we have in big, bold, blue letters on the join form that you fill out to join the EAFL, and you can find it at EAFLmadden.com/join. And it says, we do not accept requests for teams. You must be willing to play with any team. And yet we get people that come in and request teams. It says incomplete applications will not be processed. I get incomplete applications all the time. I get, you know, the guy that quit because he didn't like that people were going for it on the fourth down. It says in huge blue letters, the EAFL is not a sim league. It says AOL Instant Messenger is required. People don't give me their AOL names. It says one application per league. I get people filling it out and writing both, meaning they want to be in both the Madden League and the NCAA League, even though it very clearly says one application per league. I fail to understand. I get people, please type in yes if you understand this is a serious league. Please type in yes if you understand you will lose games. People will type in no. If I'm telling you you're going to lose games, and if that's a requirement to get in the league, why would you still type in no? I can understand confidence, but there must be a reason that I'm asking you this question. Guys, this goes beyond just filling out this form, but if you're going to fill out an application for anything, read it. Know what you're filling out. What's that?
See, it is fundamental.
It is. Read it. Know what you're filling out. I mean, I fail to understand. I probably turn down 3 applications a day because guys just simply can't follow directions. We put it out there so people know what they're getting into when they join the league. If you don't want to join our kind of league, don't. If you don't want to be in a league, don't be in a league. But I just don't understand. So I had to get that off my chest. Read the application. Fill it out completely and accurately. It will take you all of 5 minutes, I promise. All right, enough on that. Feedback from the community, you can instant message me, you can call in, you can, send me smoke signals, you can send me an email. Should we have a camera rule? I'm still looking into it. I can't seem to find a consensus for the Madden 360 game, and I would imagine it might be an issue for PS3 as well. With the new action cam setting, the word is that if both games, kind of like weapons from last year, where both guys either had to have weapons on or weapons off, so we made a rule that said everyone must have weapons on. Should we have a rule that says everyone must be on action cam or everyone must be on classic cam? How many people are really getting disconnected because of the camera settings? I need to get a true sense of if this is a big issue in the league. Is this a big issue around the Madden community? Is this really a problem? I do know for a fact that EA Sports is coming out with a patch, and they're going to address the halfback direct snap glitch where you can send the ball directly to the wide receivers. I do not know if they are going to look at things like the camera settings as well. So I don't know. But if this is truly an issue, then we will definitely come up with a rule. And I don't know what the rule is going to be just yet, guys. But I want to warn you that once the rule comes up, we're going to expect everybody to adhere to it. Now, word that I'm getting is that the Madden Challenge will be on Classic Cam. And therefore, if it is on Classic Cam, then we will follow suit and we will have the league on Classic Cam. I've got word from what I consider to be probably the most reliable source, but we still want it to be announced officially. But I have strong reason to believe that it will be on Classic Cam. But we still want the announcement to come out so there's no misunderstanding. But in the meantime, what are we going to do as a league? The bottom line is if we need to have everybody on the same camera setting, then what camera setting is it going to be? Now, frankly, me, I like Action Cam. I like it. I don't have a problem with it. Probably because to me it's just like watching NFL games where they use the cameras and they had the cameras right on the field. It looks just like that. And I don't have a problem with Action Cam. I like being able to see all my icons when I'm doing a pass play. I like to know what's going on. But that said, obviously since we've used Classic for so long, it wouldn't be a problem sticking with Classic Cam. So what do you guys think? I'm seeing some conversation in the chat room, some debates on, you know, do we know what the Madden Challenge is going to do? The official word has not come out yet, and that's reality. I have strong reason to believe it's going to be classic, but, you know, the official word has not come out yet, so we really have to say that we don't know until the official word comes out. But what do we do in the meantime? Because if people are getting dissed, then we need to act pretty quickly. Do we stick with classic cam because that's the cam that everybody has become accustomed to? Or do we go with action cam? Or do we allow each user, each owner to decide each game, which I think would be chaos, quite frankly. So what are your thoughts? I see a good conversation going on in the chat room, so I'll follow that. If anybody wants to instant message me or email me their thoughts on the camera settings, certainly am looking for feedback from the league on what we should do. Once we do that, myself, Coach K, Tiki will sit down and talk, and we'll come up. You know, this is really the case where I really want to follow what most of the league wants to do because you guys are playing the game. It really isn't going to be about what I want to do or what Coach K wants to do or what Tiki wants to do. It's going to be about what most of the league is looking to do. And I'm willing to put in a temporary rule until we get the official word. I just want to stop the disconnects because I'm about to start my league up, my season up tomorrow, and I don't want to get disconnected. So, all right, so I'll follow the conversation chat room. Pretty good conversation going on. The other thing that I wanted to mention, it's kind of a question for people. You know, there's been some talks about activity in EAFL Europe, and, you know, Coach K and I are all over that. You know, him and I had a conversation about it. I sent out an email. And just in general, guys, you know, please let us do the commissioning. You know, I have myself, I have Coach K, I have Tiki as the main commissioners, and then I've got a group of guys that I go to if I need some other opinions. Sometimes the peanut gallery gets a little carried away. So, guys, you know, we're on top of things and appreciate the help, but we really got it covered. But that said, I wonder if it's time to make Microsoft Messenger required in the 360 leagues. If you don't know, Microsoft Messenger integrates very neatly into Xbox Live. I've been using it pretty much since I got my Xbox Live. I know Tiki, a.k.a. Nelly Nell, uses it. I've seen him use it all the time. He's had it right from, I'm pretty sure he's been doing it as long as I've been doing it because we're on each other's friend list, so I see him. But I don't know if other people are using it, and maybe they're not. I'm not on their friends list or they're not on mine. But if a lot of people are using MSN Messenger and it really fits neatly into Xbox Live, should we drop AOL as our primary instant messenger program and go to MSN? I will not have both be required. I just don't think that that's reasonable. Some people, you know, their computers may not even be able to handle two instant messenger programs running. But one is reasonable. Right now it's AOL. AOL instant messenger is required for use in the game. But what do you guys think? Should we go to MSN and make MSN required in the 360 Madden leagues? We have three now, guys. We have three fairly active, actually two extremely active and one fairly active 360 league. So we're talking 100 ballers right there, plus whoever's on the waiting list. You know, what do you guys think? Give me some feedback on Xbox Live and MSN. The other thing I wanted to comment on was when we talk about activity. And, you know, there was a thread today that I saw that said activity was horrible. And, you know, I do want people to understand that, you know, we require that people keep a four-game-per-week pace. And all games, you know, we try to get 100% of all games played. And I did a little math. And if you look at a league and you say that there are 32 teams that play 16 games, that would mean that 512 games would be played, and that obviously that's duplication because teams are playing each other, but just follow me for a minute. So if we say that you have to play four per week, that would mean the league would need to play 128 games a week to finish by the end of the season. That would be the pace they would need to keep. Europe has 90 games played. So even though we're saying that Europe's activity is slow, it's not that bad. You know, Coach K and I noticed that it's behind what the other leagues are doing, but that doesn't mean it is dead. It just means that it needs to be picked up. So, you know, I guess I say that to say, guys, we know what we're doing here. All people have to do is their part. And would implementing MSN as part of the system, would that help? Would that allow people another way to reach people and improve, you know, people's ability to play games? And there really is absolutely no discussion on MSN in the chat room. It's still pretty much talking about the camera settings, and I think people are now talking about which camera setting is it easier to use her on. So, okay. Let's do a quick, it is 10:15. If you are in EAFL Fantasy Football, the chat room, I'm sorry, the draft room is open, and the official countdown is 14 minutes and 20 seconds to the first pick, and I believe on the clock is the Brooklyn Beast, affectionately known as Fastball. He would be on the clock with the first pick, and like I said, we're going to have complete coverage for an hour of our fantasy football draft. First time we've done that. It's our third season of fantasy football. First time we're actually going to talk about it on the air as people pick, and I welcome anybody to call in and talk about their pick or talk about their strategy. You know, and let's see where that goes. But we're down to 13 minutes before that happens. But let's go to the EAFL leagues real quick and just give an update. Before I give an update, just a little comment. We know Russ Buss won EAFL NCAA, so that league will be starting up. I believe it actually starts up tonight after the fantasy football draft, or maybe tomorrow. Coach K will post and email that information for people. We started EAFL PS3 tonight, started at midnight last night, and, you know, there's a lot of concerns about our PS3 league. Hey, guys, it's brand new, and frankly, the PS3 game still is not getting the attention that the 360 game is getting, so it's going to take some time. I just ask that people have a little patience. And really, all you can do is your best. Refer your friends, you know, people that you know that you think would enjoy a Madden League. Send them to join, and I will continue the recruiting efforts. Over 60 invites have been sent out. Now, where those guys are at, I don't know. I think we have 22 active owners now, and we've got about 8 or 9 or 10 empty teams, and I'd say within the next few days those teams will all be filled up, and we will continue to recruit. It's just the PS3 game has not caught on yet, like the 360 game, where we have three very active leagues that are doing very well. The PS3 game has not caught on yet, so we're working on it. Bear with us, and you know, it will improve. But that said, let's look at the EAFL 360 Major League. And remember, you know, sanctioned Madden Federation League, so either the first or second season, all depends on when the MC start. I believe it'll be our second season, or season 31. The Super Bowl winner will get Madden ranking points. But I have to go back and see when the MC starts, because that's really the determining factor on when you earn your world ranking points. But if you look at the Major League right now, you know, put it right out there. I have not started my season. I had a very busy week with Madden in the league and getting two leagues going, and I just couldn't get my season started. But I did post that so the league knew, and I apologize. I will start my season tomorrow. And, you know, you guys, everyone who knows, I always get my games played, so we're not going to have a problem. AFC East right now, falling behind just a bit is Insane Kane. You know, four games per week is a requirement, guys, and we will be enforcing that. So, pick up your pace there. Anyone who doesn't have four, pretty much like by now, you're behind pace, so you need to pick it up. And you need to pick it up pretty quick, because Tiki's not going to hang around and wait too long. But in that division right now, Drewski's pretty much leading the division at 4-3 with the Bills. AFC North, Snip Fox with the Bengals is at 7-3. AFC South, J-Bev with the Titans at 7-1. AFC West, Russ Buss again, trying to pull off the doubleheader, if you will, with the Broncos, undefeated at 8-0. But he also has Bama in that division with the Chargers at 4-0. So those should be two very good games. We'll see who comes out on top. NFC East Philly style with the Dallas Cowboys. Has anybody seen Hard Knocks? What do you think? What do you think of the show? And I don't give me this, I hate the Cowboys. I don't want to hear that. I'm just wondering what you think of the show. It's a football show about the Dallas Cowboys. Do you like the show? Do you not like the show? It doesn't really matter whether you're a fan or not. I'm just curious what you think of the show. I like the show because I'm a fan, but I think it's kind of boring, and I'm being honest. There's really no drama. There's really everything I'm seeing I already knew. And I like it because I love the team, but if I didn't like the team, I probably wouldn't watch it because there's nothing there to catch my attention. But anyway, and that's just me being honest. Two cools at 4-1 with the Redskins, so two cool in Philly style, you know, should be battling down. Pretty tough division, except for Chargers for life at 2-7. NFC North, Kamish will be starting his season, so I'm undefeated, and I also have no wins all at the same time. Lance is at 0-6. But Keegan Brick, who many predicted, including myself, to win the division, 6-1. Coach K's right in the thick of things at 2-1. NFC South, Tiki Sun at 4-3 with the Panthers, and there's really no stiff competition currently, although guys really need to get their games in. NFC West, Sangrado with the Seahawks, 6-4. Casper still in the mix at 3-3. And even S-Jack at 3-5 is not out of it. But I got to admit, I think we're all surprised. Probably the surprise of the week is S-Jack, defending Super Bowl champ, with his team at 3-5. That should tell you right there that this is a different game, that this is not the Madden 08 game. I'm safe to say if this was Madden 08, S-Jack would be sitting somewhere around 7-1, or possibly even undefeated. So it's a different game, and it'll take some people time, if you will. All right, so that's an update on the EAFL leagues. If you want to join the EAFL, go to EAFLmadden.com/join. Please follow the instructions. You will get an invite, or you'll get stuck on the waiting list. The waiting lists around here, they move. We do have some transition in the league because people find out they can't hang and they quit. So don't get discouraged. Just hang in there. Join our forums and plug into what the community has to offer. Heck, one of our members, you know, ran into some personal problems this week with his girlfriend and some things. I don't really want to get into it too deeply on the air, but felt, you know, said to me in a private message that he felt more comfortable coming to the boards and talking to us about it than he did going to some of the people he knows. And that speaks a lot to what we've built in the community, almost a family-like atmosphere, when people can go and say, hey, I've got this problem, what do you think, right? Right in a public message board. So come join us and see what it's all about. Some reminders for the league. If you are in an EAFL league, it is mandatory, it is required that your profile be up to date. If your profile is up to date, you first risk not getting a team or losing your team, and then you risk getting removed from the league altogether. Up to date means your Madden gamer tag or PlayStation name that you play Madden with, your AOL Instant Messenger name, which is required. So if you do not have it, you can go to AIM.com and you can get yourself free AOL Instant Messenger. That is required. And an email address is required. People cannot contact you for games if your profile is not up to date. To join the league, you have to create a profile. To stay in the league, it needs to be up to date. So please update your profile. Please read the rules. Cannot tell you how many people have asked questions that are already covered in the rules. The rules are there for a reason. Please read the rules. EAFLmadden.com/rules. Go figure. We were actually thinking of something there to make it easy for you to find the rules. They are updated up to the second. They could change at any time, so it would behoove you to go back every now and then and look at the rules and make sure that you understand what you're getting into. Last but not least, I have asked everybody in the Major League, 360 Major League, to please go to easportsworld.com. Attach your gamer tag to your easportsworld.com account, and then send me a friend request on EA Sports World to EAFL T. Floyd. So go to Sports World, attach your gamer tag to it if you're in the 360 Major League, and then send me a request. There is something that I want to do, and the more people that actually do that, and I appreciate some of you went and did it right away, and I appreciate that. It tends to be the guys that I tend to know that will go and do it right away. So go do that, because the more people that do it, this project that I'm working on, that if it comes out great, it'll be pretty good until someone decides that they're going to steal it, because that's what happens. People don't do originality anymore. They see somebody else doing something and they borrow it. So please, please, please go to EA Sports World. Send me a friend. If you are not in the major league, I don't need you to do that now. Only the guys in EAFL Major League. It's the only group I want to work with now. If it works, then we'll extend it to the other leagues. But right now, I just want to do it in the major league. All right. Some quick NFL news. I understand that Steven Jackson has ended his holdout. Yay, since he is on my fantasy football team in another league that I'm in. And I'm sure Nelly Nell is happy because he's in his fantasy league. And I want to remind everybody, 4 minutes until the fantasy draft begins. And other fantasy news, OC Umenyura out for the season. I don't really know what it is. My guess is some sort of probably a ACL or MCL or PCL or something, but out for the season. And, you know, I feel bad for OC. He's a great player. You know, as a Cowboy fan, I cannot say that I'm crushed, because the Giants, without OC and not without Strahan, certainly will not have the same defensive line that created so much trouble for them last year, and including for the Cowboys. But maybe Strahan is willing to come back one more year. Maybe Strahan will come out of retirement since OC's out. Who knows? How's Brett Favre looking, guys? Anybody seen Brett Favre? I have not been able to catch him yet. I know the Giants played the Jets last night. I did not catch the game, so I don't know how Brett Favre is looking. I do know that Aaron Rodgers is not looking good still. So we'll see what happens. And I know Tom Brady's hurt. So this season, I'll tell you, who knows what's going to happen in the NFL season this year, because it's becoming a wide-open season. The Patriots have not looked good in the preseason. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to look horrible when the season starts, but they have not looked good in the preseason at all. So I'm getting word that Favre looked decent, which is good, because he can't look much more than decent at this point. Still got a lot to learn, but it should be pretty interesting. Okay, let's see. Let's check and see. I know Train has been patiently waiting, and we are now 2.5 minutes away from the start of the EAFL fantasy football draft. Train, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Said again, Tita, the last question.
I said anything you wanted.
I'm sorry.
anything that you wanted to say about the draft? It is we're about 2 minutes away from the start of the draft.
Well, the room is starting to fill up. We got Scrappy, we got Pimmer, we got worse than Coach K Stick, Jay Bev, and a few others in the draft room. And only thing I'm noticing is that where you go to select your players, it still has the keepers up there as selectable. So I'm not sure. I don't think it's a problem, but just FYI.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to keep an eye on that. I hope that's not a problem, because they shouldn't have been.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But yeah, some of the, like, I still see Peyton Manning, Carson Palmer, and Tom Brady, and LaDainian Tomlinson, Steven Jackson, some of the other running backs that were kept.
Yeah. All right. Well,
but
let's see.
When I check the rosters, everybody roster has their player on there that they selected.
Okay. Yeah, that is odd, though. I guess we'll have to watch and see, and maybe someone will accidentally select one and get told no or something, or maybe when the draft actually starts, maybe that's it. We still got 50 seconds before it actually begins, so maybe something will happen then, because there is a message that says live draft hasn't started yet. So, but hey, guys, you get to hear this live. You get to actually hear the commissioners of the Fantasy Football League talking about these things as it happened. You even get to hear us make our picks, and you know, if you guys want to call in, feel free. I'm just trying to simplify my life a little bit by closing down some of the resources that I don't need so that I can just keep an eye on the fantasy draft. 15 seconds away. I guess I will say welcome to the EAFL Fantasy Football Draft. 10 seconds away. And the first pick on the clock would be the Brooklyn Beast, which is Fastball. You have me, Kamish T, and you have Train, aka Monsters of the Midway. And you are listening to EAFL Radio now, the Madden Voice. And this oh, wow, 40 seconds. Did we do 40 seconds per pick?
I thought it was 45.
It might have been 45. Let me be honest. Wow, these guys are going to have to move.
Yeah, Fastball
okay.
Needs to be fast.
Yeah, and the players aren't there. I just saw, if you look, you can see there's no Peyton Manning. All those they're not there anymore. All right, so the first pick, it looks like, wow.
You selected Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison. Yeah, hey, and warning to anybody out there listening, your pick's going to go really quick. I didn't realize 45 seconds moved so fast. Monsters of the Midway took Drew Brees. Young Titans is up, and then me. All right, and I'm also trying to figure out where I can see, because I don't know that I can, other than looking in the chat room, I'd like to have the players listed somewhere, but I'm not sure that I can do that.
Hey.
All right, let's see. Scrappy is running out of time, so we'll see what his auto pick is going to be.
Hey, invite CJ's back.
And he gets Sean Alexander. That's too bad. All right, and my pick now. Yeah, that's too bad. He didn't set up his draft picks. All right, I got 30 seconds. I need a running back, and so I'm gonna go to running backs. And Rudy Johnson, Lawrence Maroney, McGahee, Ronnie Brown, Benson. All right, let's go with Rudy Johnson. All right, so I took Rudy Johnson. Yeah, this 40 seconds is pretty quick. Yeah, I think I'm definitely we're going to have to not do it this fast because that's really fast to try to pick your players. And I got to admit, what's that?
You can change it, right, in mid-draft?
I'm going to see if I can change it.
Give him 1 minute.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go 75. All right, I'm changing it now. I'm going to go 75 seconds and see how that works. All right. So if you guys are listening, we've changed it. 45 seconds just seemed to be a bit fast. So we changed it to 75 seconds, and let's see how that works out. See if that gives you just a little bit more time to figure out who you want. Coach K took Steve Smith. Got it. I got to say, I'm not impressed with this setup by EA Sports. This draft room setup, I'm not impressed, not even a little bit. I'm actually very disappointed. I remember the draft room last year being much more colorful and much more interactive and much more user-friendly. I'm not really sure what they did, but I don't particularly care for it. Human growth hormone. Can't remember who that is, but he's up on the clock. Train, is it me or is this draft room not what we remember from last year? All right, I guess Train's busy monitoring the draft. So each pick is now getting 75 seconds. Worse than Coach K's stick. I don't remember who that is either. Sorry, guys. I'm not going to remember the names like that that aren't connected to a name we would know. But this guy took, I think that's J-Bev, but I could be wrong, took Willis McGahee. And all right, let's see. Human growth hormone took Lawrence Maroney with pick number 8. All right, let's see. Is there anything going on in the chat room? Yeah. Okay. Nothing of any major significance. All right, I have two chat. I have both. The EA Sports did a Flash chat room and an HTML chat room. I have them both open. I'm not sure that I like either of them. If anybody knows how to display picked players, that would be helpful because I have not. Oh, I got it. Never mind. Round one. I had to expand my round one, and there's all the pick players. All right. That's helpful. That's a little bit better. All right. We have North Memphis, best friends of the commissioner, Monsters of the Midway, who I think we've lost temporarily. And he's on the clock with pick number 10. So I can now comfortably repeat the picks. And Marvin Harrison was picked first. Drew Brees was picked second. Sean Alexander third, and that was an auto pick. Sean Alexander is currently unemployed. Rudy Johnson by myself picked fourth, who was the best available running back as far as ranking goes. Clinton Portis fifth, Steve Smith sixth, Willis McGahee seventh, Lawrence Maroney eighth, Thomas Jones nine. That's an interesting pick. Marcus Colston 10. I would think Thomas Jones' value dropped a bit when they brought in Brett Favre. I know the Jets want to be a running team, but, you know, with Favre's arm, I think they're going to make some adjustments. But who knows? S. Gibbs is next with pick 11. We'll also, let's just kind of repeat who the, I think I can, well, I don't know that I can. I'm trying to see if I can. Yeah, I can go through and repeat all the keepers. And Brooklyn Beast keepers were Brian Westbrook, Westbrook and Edgerrin James. Monsters of the Midway keepers were Joseph Addai and Reggie Wayne. Young Titans keepers were Larry Fitzgerald and Tom Brady. My keepers were Tony Romo and Terrell Owens. Pimmer's keepers were Adrian Peterson and Reggie Bush. Coach K's keepers were Braylon Edwards and Peyton Manning. Worse than Coach K's stick keepers were Roy Williams, wide receiver, and Larry Johnson. Human growth hormones keepers, Maurice Jones-Drew and Andre Johnson from Houston. Little Giants keeper, Steven Jackson, who just ended his holdout, and Donovan McNabb. North Memphis, what keepers? Marion Barber, LaDainian Tomlinson, and S. Gibbs keepers were Santonio Holmes from the Steelers, wide receiver, and Donald Driver from the Packers, and Hungry Hungry Hippos keepers, Plexico Burris from the Giants, and Donald Driver? I thought I just saw Donald Driver, or did I do that twice? Probably did that twice, didn't I? Sorry, guys. S. Gibbs has Donald Driver, and Human Growth Hormones has Donald Driver. Oh, okay. Nope, there's a problem there. All right, we'll have to look into that. EA Bad Boy, Willie Parker, and Ben Roethlisberger, and Buckeye City, Marshawn Lynch, Frank Gore, Casper, TJ Who's Your Mama, and Frank Gore. Wait a minute. All right, I'm seeing duplicates here, and I'm not sure if that's a glitch or if that's legitimate. So bear with me. This could just be the fantasy site acting up. So hopefully there are no actual duplicates. All right, we went through the first 10 picks, and the 11th pick by S. Gibbs was Torrey Holt. Hungry Hippos, I'm not really sure what happened. Let's see. Bear with me here, audience. Hungry Hippos had the 12th pick, but I'm not really sure what happened. I'm not sure if he got a pick or not. I see Bad Boy took D'Angelo Williams at 13. Buckeye City took Brandon Jacobs at 14. Casper took Michael Turner at 15. And Northeast Kings, who the prototype, who was on the show earlier getting his Red Bull, is next. I'm still trying to determine what happened to Hungry Hippos at pick 12. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm being told that he got, who did he get? Grant. I don't know who Grant is. Name doesn't even ring a bell. He picked somebody named Grant, but Grant. Not ringing a bell. You guys can clarify who that is. That would be helpful. Not sure who Grant is. Oh, Ryan Grant. Gotcha. Ryan Grant from the Packers. All right. Hungry Hippos took Ryan Grant from the Packers. For some reason, it's not showing. I tell you, EA Sports, we love you, but you guys got to do a better job with this draft room. You know, it's our third year using you, and it's the worst draft room I've seen in the 3 years. In the first year, we had two leagues. So, you know, if anybody out there is listening, I'm really disappointed. All right. Any Kings took Ronnie Brown, which I'll tell you, before the preseason would have been a decent first-round pick, but Ricky Williams is looking really good. So I don't know. I don't know about that pick now. All right, we are just entering round two, and who is on the clock right now? Buckeye City just went with Calvin Johnson from Detroit. Pick three, round two. Okay, wait a minute, guys. I am behind here. All right, any Kings took Cedric Benson? Is Cedric Benson even on the Bears anymore? I don't even know. I thought he was released. Casper took Jamal Lewis. Buckeye City took Calvin Johnson. EA Bad Boy took Anquan Boldin with the fourth pick. So Hungry Hippos is up. I think 75 seconds is working out a little bit better than 45 was. So I apologize, guys, with the 45. That was a bit fast. So let's see. Hungry Hippos has taken Ernest Graham with the Bucks with the fifth pick. Interesting. S. Gibbs is on the clock, followed by North Memphis. So let's see if we have any calls. No calls. If anybody wants to come call in and talk a little bit about fantasy football, that would be great. And if not, well, then don't. Who do you use for your fantasy football team? The other league I'm in uses the NFL.com, but this year we didn't use the – oh, actually, we did use it. The chat room there, we did use it. And it was okay. I mean, I don't know if it was any better or any worse than this, but we did use it. Anybody watch the men's Olympic basketball game? They did it. They got pushed to the brink by Spain. But they did it. They bringing home the gold. And, you know, I'll tell you, you know, anybody out there who doubts the greatness in Kobe Bryant needs to watch this game, because I will tell you, These guys, you know, Kobe literally, when they were slacking a bit and Spain was making it a game, Kobe just kept hitting big shot after big shot. I mean, he just took the team, yeah, put him on his shoulder. And whether you're a Kobe fan or not, the guy's the best in the league. You know, I mean, on a team of superstars, and he was the superstar on that team. And Dwayne Wade looking healthy. Man, oh, man. I mean, you know, no disrespect to LeBron James, but he was not the best. He was not even the second best player on that team. I think Wade and Kobe were the best performers on that team. Maybe followed up by LeBron. So, great, great Olympics. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I was disappointed in track and field. I don't think that our track team showed up, and that was very disappointing. But I'm glad the men and the women both brought home the gold medal in basketball. All right, let's look at some picks here. S. Gibbs took Matt Hasselbeck as his quarterback. North Memphis took Lee Evans as his wide receiver. That should make Don and our league very happy. Little Giants took Julius Jones as his running back. You know, Little Giants, being a Giant fan, should know that Julius Jones hasn't played well over the last couple of years, but we'll see if he gets a rebirth in Seattle. Human Growth Hormones took Antonio Gates, and worse than Coach K's stick took Santana Moss from the Redskins. Coach K is up, followed by Pimmer, and then followed by yours truly. And I'm really not sure who I'm going to take. I have, let's see, if I pull up my roster, I have, I've got to find my team here. Yeah, there's definitely a problem with B because it's telling me that I have Randy Moss, which I don't have. Would love to have him, but I don't have Randy Moss on my team. But I know I do have Rudy Johnson, Tony Romo, and Terrell Owens. Coach K took Tony Gonzalez as the tight end for his team. And Pimmer is on the clock. The picks move so quickly that there really isn't a lot of time to comment on the pick, but certainly Tony Gonzalez is a top tight end, so pretty decent pick. And Pimmer has taken Wes Welker as his next pick. And I have a minute to pick to make my pick, and I am looking around the league to see who I should pick. I'm looking. Last year, one of the biggest problems I had was at running back. So I'm looking there to see if there's just somebody that I can count on. And all the running backs, I'll tell you, all the top running backs are gone right now. Now it's just a matter of, ooh, boy. All right. Well, I need a running back, so I'm going to pick one. I've got 20 seconds. And Deuce or Cadillac. Let's go with Deuce. I hope they gave him to me. Yep. All right. I took Deuce McAllister, which, you know, with Reggie Bush on that team, you don't know how many carries Deuce is really going to get and how many yards is he really going to get. But you know that Reggie Bush is a slasher, speedster, cutter. And, you know, with the league today, two backs is kind of the standard. And, you know, Deuce McAllister is really a bang up, knock him over, knock him down, hurt him kind of back. So if he stays healthy, hopefully he'll be productive. Next up, Young Titans took Fred Taylor from Jacksonville. Fred Taylor I considered, but he gets hurt. I mean, he is injury prone, so that was just not somebody that I was going to take. Train is up on the clock, and I guess Train has decided that trying to comment and be a part of the show and do the draft is just too much. So he has kind of bailed out on us. Let's see. And yes, Bama, someone's team name really is called Worse Than Coach K's Stick. I believe that's J-Bev. Yeah, Nelly Nell is confirming that that's J-Bev. So that's his name, Worse Than Coach K's Stick. All right, let's catch up and see Monsters of the Midway. He takes his fantasy football very seriously, and I'm not even sure if he's on the line anymore, so I'd love for him to comment on how he thinks his team is shaping up. But let's see. He has decided to take I hate him. He took Jason Witten.
I'm still here.
I hate,
yeah.
I hate you.
Got to have him. Yes, sir. Got to have him. Great go,
yeah.
Cowboy.
Yeah, I hate you. That was going to be my next pick. But I needed a running back. I really needed another, because that's what hurt me last year, was my running backs were weak, and I needed a running back badly. And I figured Witten was safe for one more round, but I guess not. Fortunately, there's a lot of good tight ends still out there, so I'm in good shape.
Let me tell you, I'm kind of, like, I'm looking at the running backs go, and I'm looking at the fantasy. I did a little fantasy research beforehand, and really it's all about the point system. And so knowing our point system, I'm like, okay, you got to take people who's picking up points. Now, Timmer already had two good running backs and picked up a third, which is nice on his end. But, man, it's all depends on who stay healthy throughout the season. But
right.
After seeing him put up almost 1,200 yards receiving as a tight end, and he's the go-to in the red zone, you can't pass up on that.
Well, yeah, but I'll tell you this, and you know, as the devil's advocate to the pick, which is why I decided to wait, you know, I think that the offense is going to look a little bit different. Felix Jones is going to get – Dallas had no real running back threat out of the backfield last year, and so Witten got a lot of those short passes that a Julius Jones or whoever could have gotten that didn't get. Now they got Felix Jones. Felix Jones is going to get a lot of those Jason Witten catches this year. I really think so. And their backup tight end, the guy's 6'6" and plays basketball, you know, I think that guy's going to get some of those catches too. Not that Witten's a great, great tight end. I mean, I love the guy. I just think the Dallas offense this year, Jason Witten had 96 catches last year. I don't see that happening this year, just from what I've seen in preseason. But I could be wrong. I mean, like I said, I was looking at getting them next, but I was willing to risk it because I just been watching the team a lot, and I can see them doing a few different things. So we'll see. All right, so you took Jason Witten. Mark Bolger went next by Brooklyn Beast. And we are now in round 3. And Javon Walker went. So Brooklyn Beast had 2 picks in a row. Monsters of the Midway took the Chicago defense. And his comments is, yes, I'm a homer. And Young Titan took Dante Stallworth. And now I am up. And let's see. I'm going to, man, oh, man, oh, man. 49 seconds. Boy. All right. Let's see. I got 20 seconds to pick a player, and
oh my God, I'm sitting here and I'm like dinging, like, what the fuck is going on?
All right, I'm gonna take Hines Ward next. All right. Good, dependable. Needed another wide receiver. I tell you, this gets really, it really is. There's a lot of guys to pick from still. And people say 16 teams in a fantasy league is too many, but I tell you, I think we do pretty well. I think the NFL is loaded with talent, and I think we do pretty well. Pimmer took Roddy White at wide receiver. And were you talking to me there a second ago, Train? I guess not. All right.
I'm doing a million things at one time, so I'm muting when I'm not talking, but I can hear everything.
No, I heard you say something. I'm not sure if you were talking to me or not.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Coach K took Jeremy Shockey. good pick. I think New Orleans, I think Chucky will play well over there with Drew Brees. That's a real good pick. Up next is J-Bev, team named worse than Coach K's stick. And I see that Young Titans has joined us. Someone should let him know that he's probably going to want to let go of Sean Alexander as soon as free agency opens up, since Sean Alexander is not on a team. Which has got to be surprising to some people. The guy's 2 years away from an MVP award, and he's sitting home right now, hoping to get a phone call. Kellen Winslow was taken. Another good pick. I looked at Sergeant Winslow myself. Carnell Williams taken next. Eighth pick, third round. Cadillac, best available running back. You know, I think a lot of the keepers this year were running backs and quarterbacks. So if you had to pick a running back or a quarterback, you really had slim pickings, because all the top running backs and quarterbacks were gone. Or most of them, I should say, were gone. Right now, if you're looking at the top-rated running back that's available right now, and they have Travis Henry, who I don't even think is with Denver anymore. I think they released him, but he's listed. And then after that is Amon Green. And, you know, Amon Green is certainly – I mean, he'll do some damage in Houston, but certainly well past his prime. Lamont Jordan's next for running backs, and he just signed with New England after being released by the Raiders. So running backs, you know, is – really thin. Probably one of the best running backs available right now would be Chester Taylor. You know, he's still out there, but you know AP's going to get most of it. But you know Chester, you know, he's quality carry, so he'd be someone that people want to take a look at. Joey Galloway was taken by Little Giants, pick 9. Heath Miller, tight end from Pittsburgh, by North Memphis, pick 10. 75 seconds is definitely working better. I'm inclined to think that 90 would have probably been ideal, but we'll leave it at 75 since no one's complaining. Lindell White, pick number 11, is taken by S. Gibbs, and I think we have everybody in the chat room now, thus in the draft room, so thus the draft is picking up pace. Moving pretty good. Hungry Hungry Hippos takes, and I have no idea who that is, but whoever that is, takes Dwayne Bowe with the 12th pick in round 3. And again, I'm sorry, the picks are happening so quickly that it doesn't leave a heck of a lot of time for commentary. Dallas Clark taken by EA Bad Boy at pick number 13. And let's just hit the chat room real quick. I'm being told that S. Gibbs says he just called in. Sorry, S. Gibbs, you can call back. I have to go to the switchboard to see who's on, and I was too busy following the draft. Pick 14, Darren McFadden. I'm sorry, pick 13, Dallas Clark. Pick 14, Darren McFadden with the Raiders. Interesting pick. Rookie, a lot of potential. We'll see. Justin Vargas is still with the team. And, you know, they also picked up some wide receivers. Javon Walker's over there now, and we all know Jamarcus Russell has a rocket arm, so we'll see how much running they actually do. The Raiders could surprise people this year. I think they're trying hard to build a competitive team, so we'll see if these members of the team can provide some fantasy points. Casper is on the clock now. He's got about 30 seconds to go to make his pick. And I need to start researching, I think. Let me see when my pick is coming up, round 4. I got a ways to go. Never mind. That's a problem. You have a pick at the – you know, my pick is 4th, so I really don't – you know, it's really a pretty significant wait between picks. Let's see. We are now starting round 4. Casper took Selvin Young. Travis Henry goes to Northeast any Kings. I'm wondering if he's even in the chat room because, like I said, Travis Henry, I don't even believe, and he also has Todd Heap from Baltimore. I don't think Travis Henry is with the Broncos anymore. So, all right, let's see. All right, I keep checking. People are saying they're wanting to call in, but I don't see it, so I'm checking. Let's see. Casper is back on the clock. I'm going to cue some players over so it cuts down on my wait time when it's time for me to take my pick. Let's see. All right, I just queued one player, and I'm going to queue that player. I like the queue process because at least if you queue your players, it'll automatically pick for you. So it'll go right into your queue, which is pretty good. Let's see. There's actually some pretty good players left. All right, Casper took Brandon Marshall. Not sure how smart that is. Brandon Marshall certainly is talented, but he's suspended for the first four games. So it's a good pick, but first four games, you got nothing. And then you figure the guy hasn't played in 4 weeks, so the next game or two after that, you got nothing. So, you know, talent-wise, it's a good pick, but outside of talent, is it really a guy that you'd want to go with? Buckeye City took Derek Anderson. I hear that Derek Anderson has not looked good at all in preseason. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I've heard on different sports shows, that he just, you know, people are pretty surprised at how poorly that he's looked. Lavernius Coles with the Jets, you know, you certainly have to consider the fact that Brett Favre is now with the Jets. And, you know, that certainly makes that the receivers over there pick up in value. So, all right, going back to we have 28 minutes left to the show. What do you guys think? Is this something that is interesting? Are there people out there actually listening to me talk about the draft? There's 13 people in the chat room, so that's not bad. And I don't know how many people are out there listening. We've never done this before, so if it lacks some pizzazz and excitement, forgive me. This is, I had a request to give it a try, and I'm always willing to give something a try. And let's see.
I just wanted to come. I think the only thing that's kind of bothering people is the way it started with the time, and some people probably got their picks messed up. I actually like it, you know what I'm saying, keeping people informed for the beginning of the draft. I mean, later on it won't be as interesting because, you know, all the excitement will pretty much be gone. But
yeah, I know once we get down to picking, you know, round 13, 12 and 13 is going to be pretty boring, but we'll be off the air by then. So Kevin Smith, Detroit running back, was taken. This is now fifth pick, fourth round. By Hungry Hippos. And yeah, you know, guys, you really have to. That's why I set up my queue so that you got to make sure you click on those buttons, because it doesn't always react the first time you press the button. Like I said, I'm disappointed. You know, I'm a big fan of EA Sports in general. I'm a big fan. I think they make the best, sports games out there. And I think their fantasy football site has been great over the years, but I gotta tell you, not happy with this one.
Yeah, I like the one where they had the helmets at the top so you can see what was going on and everything.
Yes. That, and it was more colorful, it was more visually attractive. I mean, to me, this lacks complete presentation. This is, I mean, you know, this looks like the chat room that the guy Hit Factory was doing for us for our teams. You know, and he did that himself. You know, and I'm not disrespecting his work, but this looks like something that he could have put together. This doesn't look like a billion-dollar, you know, Fortune 1000 corporation. This is cheesy. You know, and I'm sorry to be honest, but you know, they always say they want feedback, so that's my feedback. This is cheesy. And I have both open. I have the HTML one and the Flask one, and they both aren't very good. But all right, Brett Favre, who was definitely on my short list as a backup to Romo, taken at 7. Amon Green taken at 6. And Little Giants is on the clock. I have four players in my queue, and there are 5 teams, so we'll see if any of my teams any of my players are still there when my pick comes. All right, let's see here. All right, Reggie Brown, taken number 9. Number 8, Bernard Berriam, Train's favorite player, taken at number 8.
Wow, good luck with that. He's probably gonna be the go-to man. He'll definitely get a lot of yards. I don't know as far as him scoring. Never big on touchdowns, but he'll definitely get a lot of yards. You should have somewhere between 8 to maybe 10-point average from him, maybe.
Okay. David Gerrard was taken next by JBev. And Coach K is on the clock at pick 11. We are in round 4, pick 11. This is the Madden Voice, formerly known as EAFL Radio. And we are actually covering our live draft. Why? Because we can. Plain and simple. We thought maybe people in the league or people in the community would want to hear the picks or hear a little conversation about the draft. So we thought we'd give it a try and see. I have a 413, which I happen to know is Massachusetts, Greater Springfield, Massachusetts caller. Who's on the line?
This is Ask Gibbs.
Ask Gibbs. Man, you, I didn't know you was in my neighborhood.
Yeah, that's where I am. Actually, I moved out to Boston. It's got a job out there, but I'm in New Jersey right now for a little business trip. But I just wanted to... What was that?
Wait a minute. So you're in New... What part of New Jersey are you in?
Parsippany.
Okay. And where do you live? What town?
Right now I live in Framingham.
Okay.
By Boston, so...
Gotcha. All right.
I just wanted to call and complain because... I had like 4 guys on my queue list, and I hit draft player, and it didn't work, and it gave me Amon Green.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say. But other than that, it's pretty cool.
Okay,
I like the talk show's not bad.
Okay, let me say this, because the same thing happened to me, and I kept hitting draft player until my player was picked.
Right.
So, you just got to keep clicking. I made sure I clicked slowly, fast, however, but I kept clicking until they gave me Jason Witten, because when I got to Jason Witten, I had to kick draft player like 3 times before they actually gave it to me.
Yeah.
His name, when his face disappears from the top, that means he's registered as a player that you picked.
All right, yeah. My guy's still there, though, so hopefully he'll be there and come back around to me.
And let's see, Coach K took Algie Crumpler, Pimmer took John Kitna, and I took Chester Taylor. Since I just got through talking about Chester Taylor, I thought I'd take Chester Taylor. Adrian Peterson is a great running back, certainly one of the better running backs in the league. But, you know, he has been injured. He was injured, I believe, his last year in college he got injured, and he was also injured early last year. So, you know, I think Chester Taylor could definitely see some action. Plus, as we all know, the league has turned into really is a two-back league. I mean, there really is no more one guy getting the ball 25, 30 times a game anymore. So you can actually draft a backup running back and do well. Marion Barber was ranked a top 10 fantasy running back and has only started one game in his career for the Dallas Cowboys. So... It's not about touches. It's about quality touches. Young Titans took Jarius Norwood, and Jonathan Stewart was taken by Monsters of the Midway Train, running back from Carolina.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The two-back system, Jonathan Stewart, we will be the second man. Watch that this preseason.
All right. And we are finishing up round four and about to enter round five, Brooklyn Beast, who really sits pretty with the 16th pick, and then he comes right back to get the first pick. So it's really that's really pretty nice, even though then he has to wait an entire round, but that's still pretty nice. And he has taken took the Dallas defense. Sometimes I think guys do these things just to piss me off. All right. We are in round number six. Now I got to figure out who I'm going to pick for a defense again. Good. Guga Muga. All right. There's still a few good defenses up there. All right. I'm okay. There's enough defenses left for me. We are waiting on Brooklyn Beasts, I believe. Let's see. We're still in round five? Oh, I'm sorry. We just entered round five. Why did I go to round six? Brooklyn Beasts, first pick, Chris Cooley. All right. So he took Dallas defense, and then he took Chris Cooley. Monsters of the Midway is next. And let's see. Draft is moving along fairly quickly. It is 11-11. We've got probably about 15 minutes of coverage left for the draft. We are in round five, pick two by Monsters of the Midway. And he's got about 30 seconds to make his pick. I'm just reading some of the comments. All right. And let's see where we're at. And, again, Monster Train is very serious about his fantasy football, so we'll see who he's going to take next. And then we've got Young Titans and then myself. So let's see. And the pick is up, and he picks Philip Rivers, quarterback, with his – that's a pretty good pick this late in the game. Young Titans is next, and then I get my pick. And, again, if you do want to call in the comment on anything going on tonight, 347-838-9525. You can email me at eaflradio@eaflmadden.com, and you can instant message me. I'm easily found on EAFL Commissioner on AOL. Vernon Davis was taken next, and I already know who I'm getting because as I wait, I keep losing out. So did I get him? Yeah, you do got to keep clicking. Wait a minute. All right, here we go. That still won't let me. All right, here we go. Got him. Yep, you definitely got to keep making sure you click because the site is not always going to respond to your first click. And I took the Minnesota defense. I really wanted the Cowboys defense, but some scumbag took the Cowboys on me just to be funny because he watches Hard Knocks. Can't stand the Cowboys, but he watches Hard Knocks. So he took the Cowboys. So I'll pick Minnesota, and that'll be my defense. And we'll see how their defense. Everybody says they're going to have one of the best defenses in the NFL this year. So, you know, if that's true, then I should be in good shape. All right. This will be a while before I get my pick. And let's see. I guess Train is now having the same problem. He's in the chat room, but he's not on the line, so I'm not sure. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I have to keep an eye on my, I have if you could see my command central. Yeah, I know you can hear me, Trey. If you could see my command central, my flat screen is set up kind of to my left, and there's nothing really on it. I had the Olympic closing ceremonies on, and I think it was the closing ceremonies on muted. And then next to me to my left is my laptop that I have set up on my network, and I have AOL sitting playing there, so if someone emails me or instant messages me, I can see it. In front of me is my computer, my main desktop computer, and I also have my email set up, so if somebody wants to email me, they can contact me. So that's kind of my command central, desktop, laptop, and then a flat screen TV that I play Madden on and watch as well. And then I also have a smaller TV that's just kind of here. It's hooked up to cable and everything. I don't use it much, but it's just here. In case I want to watch two shows, I can. Why? Because I can. All right, so we've had a couple of picks. And since my pick of taking Minnesota as my defense, Pimmer took Jericho Crotchery, who I did have on my short list. Deion Branch was taken by Coach K. Rashard Mendenhall was taken by J-Bev, worse than Coach K-Sick. And Vince Young, taken by Human Growth Hormones, quarterback. So as we progress, we are halfway through round five. And, yeah, and the only thing I can suggest, guys, is put players in your queue, and that can be your backup. Make sure that they're in your queue and they're in the order that you want them. So if for some reason the site isn't allowing you to select and you run out of time, then it should go right to your queue and take your top player there. So at least you have a backup plan so you can ensure that you get the player that you want. I don't really understand why the site isn't. I'm very disappointed. I've said it a few times. Not really much we can do about it now, but just try to work around it and make it work. Little Giants with pick 9 took Reggie Williams from Jacksonville. I had Reggie Williams last year, and he had a few good games, so that's not a bad pick. I had him last year. If you guys live in New England or the Mid-Atlantic states, or if you live in areas where we get hit with good winter, the beach days are winding down, and you need to get out to that beach over the next few weeks because we've already seen the weather make a change from being in the 90s to now pretty much in the 80s. We haven't seen any 90 degree heat in a while, so the change is coming. It's in the air, so enjoy it while it's here. Okay, pick number 10, North Memphis took the Pittsburgh D. S. Gibbs took the San Diego D at pick 11. And then Hungry Hippos took Kevin Curtis from Philly at pick 12. I am now going to go back and look at my list and start queuing some players. And, God, yeah, it's just starting to thin out just a bit. It is definitely starting to thin out just a bit here. In certain positions are starting to thin out just a bit. Let's see. Pick 12, I already said that, Kevin Curtis. Pick 13, Kevin Jones, Chicago. Pick 14, Nate Burleson. Let's see. Why did I think there was a Kevin? Oh, no, that's Kevin. That's a different Kevin. Never mind. I was getting confused with the Detroit running back now. I don't think his name is Jones. I think it's Kevin Smith. Could be wrong. Been wrong before. Rodgers has not been picked up just yet. Aaron Rodgers has not been picked up. Even Brett Favre went, I think, to round 4 before someone snagged him. That was a question out of the chat room. All right, let's see. We are on pick 15, and that would be Jay Cutler from Denver, pick 15. Pick 16 is Any Kings at pick 16. And and pick number one for round six is the Baltimore defense. Yeah, it's good I grabbed Minnesota because now people are starting to get those defenses. So I feel good that I got Minnesota when I did. And just taking a look now at some players that I want to put in my queue. Because I really think that having a queue of players is an advantage because you never know who's going to pick who, and having four or five guys sitting in a queue is a pretty good idea. I have three now in my queue. And we are waiting on Casper, who has 20 seconds to make. We are at round six, pick two, and it is 11:20. And not sure, you know, I might end up signing off in the next couple of minutes because I feel like I'm talking to myself. I know that there's people out there listening. We've got a group in the chat room, but I think a lot of people now are really focused on the fantasy draft, and I'm going to wait another minute or two and see if anybody has any more questions or comments. And if not, then I'm probably going to sign off a few minutes early and just turn my complete focus to the draft. Casper took Ben Watson at pick number two. What do you say, Train?
Nah, just my last few comments. yes. Just my last few comments, man. This is this draft room is kind of crazy, and you got to stay focused because I don't know why I didn't click in. You got to click twice. I just missed out on a running back that I can't even find anymore, and nobody's picked him. You know, name because I don't get it.
I don't know, and you gotta, and that's why I say put him in your queue because this way, if I'm correct and it's your top player in your queue, then it'll go that way. Pick three is Patrick Creighton. Yeah, I saw Creighton out there, and he should have a good season. I can't stock up with too many Cowboys because then that bye week comes and I'm in trouble. So, Patrick Creighton's a pretty decent pick, especially this late. I think he had 50 catches last season, 7 touchdowns. So, you know, and I think he'll be even more of a part of the offense this year.
Yeah.
Bad Boy is next. All right, so any other comments, Train?
No, not at all. I enjoyed the whole commentary, man. I don't know about everybody else. I still enjoy the show on a week-to-week, but this commentary has been good. I just wish the whole track, you know, automated thing, which is, had been a little smoother, but we live and we learn. So with that,
yeah.
Wish everybody good luck on their picks and, you know, setting up their team.
All right. Well, thank you, Train, for staying on the show. You've been on the show actually from the beginning, so I appreciate that. And S. Gibbs called in and the prototype called in. I appreciate that and appreciate everybody who listens to the show. You know, we're trying hard to just continue to increase the draw to the show, and you know we're going to have some guests on in the next few weeks that we think people really want to hear. And you know, if you have any comments or questions about the show, about the EAFL, about Madden, send me an email at EAFLradio@EAFLmadden.com, and I'll make sure you get on. If you want to come on the show, feel free. If you want to set up some time and talk about something in particular, no sweat, just let me know. Next weekend is Labor Day weekend, so we will not have a show next weekend. The unofficial end to summer, and people will be cooking out and beaching and stuff for the last time. So we're not even going to try to get a show in next weekend, but we may do something during the week instead of waiting for a full 2 weeks. But, you know, we'll let you know. But we will not have a show next weekend. So with that said, I want to thank everybody who participated. And I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank everybody in the league because you're who we do this for. Let me just make sure I didn't miss my pick. No, I still got a few picks to go here before I'm up. And that said, remember to join the EAFL because in the EAFL, all feuds are settled on the field. Take care. We'll be right back.